Emmanuel means God with us. While God wants to be with us, the big question we need to ask ourselves, are we with Him? Hi, this is PC Matthew and my wife Sibi Matthew. We would like to take you on a journey through the season of Lent as to how we can be with Him in all walks of life.
Day 1. To be with Him in worship. I think one of the greatest privileges that God has given us human beings is the privilege to worship Him. Worship is the only thing that we can give to God, while all the other things are often the very things that we received from Him. When He created us in His image, His desire for us was to be with Him. I have often asked my students as to what they think worship is. The answers are that it is about praise, adoration, and some even say it's about being in His presence. While these components of worship have their place, I think the primary aspect of worship is an act of surrender to God. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, "Offer your bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and this is your spiritual act of worship." There is no worship without a full surrender of our lives as a living sacrifice unto God. We surrender to His love and His ownership and to His sovereignty over our lives. All other things of what we do to show our love in praise and adoration only comes after that. To be with Him requires of me to understand who He is. The moment I understand God as the very reason of my existence, there is also an awe and deep gratitude that I have about God. In other words, there is a sense of worship. I begin to see Him not only as holy and awesome and an all-powerful God, but as the God who created me and gives me a reason for my existence today. What amazes me above all this is the fact that He chooses to be with me. He longs to be with me as my friend and my lover, though He is so awesome and mighty. When the people of Israel were moving from Egypt, God told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 8 and verse 1, as well as in Exodus chapter 9 and verse 1, "Let my people go, so that they may worship me." In other words, God was expressing His longing to dwell with His people through their worship. So worshiping God is the best way to be with Him. Worship starts with surrender, and it's an act of my gratitude to God and a way that I can fulfill God's longing for me. All saints of God learned to spend time with Him in worship, as that was the best way they could fulfill God's plan for their lives. Are we worshiping Him as an act of full surrender, or is it limited to only our lip service? Any praise that does not come from a surrendered life is not pleasing to God. If we truly desire to be with Him, let us start by submitting and surrendering ourselves to God, and then all of our praise and adoration becomes a pleasing aroma to God. Can we surrender our lives today as a living sacrifice to Him, which can truly be the first step to a deeper communion with Him? Prayer. Dear God, thank you for helping me understand that I can be with you through worship, which is not primarily by my words, but by my heart of surrender. Sorry for the times that I have disappointed your longing for me by becoming too busy with so many of the chores of my life. Help me today to live a fully surrendered life, so that my life will be a worship unto you. in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope today's meditation has been a blessing. Please pass it on and bless someone today. These meditations are also available at urbanindia.org. Thank you. God bless you.